Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Talk sports with Evan and Tiki. Middays 10 to 2. WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1 New York. An Odyssey sports station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
We found out today Knick fans are as full of garbage as every other fan base. They got exposed today just like everybody else. Off and running on this Wednesday evening. It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. With you for the next 5 hours. Up until midnight. Oh, my goodness. We have so much to get into. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019. You can find me on Twitter or ignore me on Twitter. I don't care. I'm not the boss of you. I'm at Gordon Damer. But today, we got a lot of stuff to get into. The Yankees with their June swoon. When they forget how to play baseball for a month stretch or so. How do we do this again? It's almost like one of the... You remember like back in the 80s where they had like body switch comedies? That's what it's like with the Yankees. It's like a random group of people have body switched with the Yankees, and now they're trying to play Major League Baseball, and the actual Yankees got body switched into somebody else. But yet it happens every single year. So we'll get into the Yankees. We'll get into the Mets. Steve Cohen... Oh, my God. Just when you think, can't get much worse than this. No, no. It actually can get much worse than this, so we'll get into that, too. But what we got to start it off is with the news about the Knicks and Mitchell Robinson. We knew it was coming. It was only a matter of time. Once the season ended and we started looking ahead to the offseason and the comments made by James Dolan right here on The Fan about that the Knicks not going to go into the second apron, that it's suicide. We knew that it was probably just a matter of time before Mitchell Robinson was playing someplace else. And today we get the news, signs a 3-year deal for, what is it, $47 million with the Celtics. And obviously Knicks fans not happy seeing him leave. A lot of Knicks fans wanted us to just simply run it back. We got a championship team. I don't know if you've heard, but the Knicks are NBA champions. So a lot of fans not happy today. I saw a lot of, well, you know, this is just such a gut punch. Well, it's not a gut punch. If you see a gut punch coming, you tighten up your abs. And then the gut punch can't really hurt you that much. A gut punch is like a sucker punch in a way. It's like it's coming out, it blindsides you. This was not really being blindsided by Mitchell Robinson going someplace else. Now, maybe the fact it's the Celtics, the hated Celtics that he goes to, maybe that aspect of it is a little bit of a gut punch, but you knew he was almost certainly not coming back here. Based on what the contract was going to look like and the fact that they weren't going to go into the second apron, it was pretty clear that Mitchell Robinson was not going to be back here. But my problem is not just with Mitchell Robinson not being back, because at the end of the day, you really can't bring everybody back. That's just life in professional sports. And the goal should not be to simply bring every... There's always going to be obstacles. There's always going to be impediments. And those are the things that you pay somebody really smart to be able to handle. But I just want to know what happened to the Knicks fans. And I consider myself one who repeatedly said, in Leon, we trust. What happened to all those? Leading up to the championship, I saw in Leon, we trust. After the championship, at the parade, at the city hall, on the roommate show, even though he wore those really high shorts, maybe a little lower leg might be better for a man. Bit picking. But what happened to the Knicks fans who told me in Leon, we trust? In Leon, we trust. These things take place when teams win championships. And I would say it's nice to be alive at a time where the Celtics are taking players off the Knicks after the Knicks win a championship. It feels like the Knicks or a lot of bad teams that we root for in town, we get somebody who is on a championship team, oh, they're going to bring that here. You had to know that Mitchell Robinson almost certainly wasn't going to be back because this was his chance to cash in. $47 million. I would move to the moon for $47 million, never mind to Boston. But what happened to all the Knicks fans who told me in Leon Rose we trust? Can we allow the man to go to work? I'm fairly confident that the news of Mitchell Robinson leaving did not come as news to Leon Rose and the Knicks front office. I'm sure they saw this coming from a mile away. But, you know, when the Knicks were going on this run, it was, you know, if we win, I'll never complain about anything again. 3 weeks later, I have Knicks fans all on Twitter. Oh, this is ridiculous. This is Dolan's fault. This is that. All of this over Mitchell Robinson. And look, I like Mitchell Robinson. I get it. He was the longest tenured Knicks. Certainly the big rebound to seal the championship. I get it. But guys, this is what life in pro sports looks like. When you win a championship, chances are, even in the NBA with a smaller roster, it's going to be hard to pay everybody. And one of the worst things that you can do in any sport, especially one with a salary cap and the rules of the NBA with the second apron, is to pay somebody in the future for what they accomplished in the past. Mitchell Robinson, again, I understand he's a very valuable bench piece. He's a beloved member of the group because he's been here the longest. He went from the losing times to the championship times. You'll always have a soft spot in your heart for Mitchell Robinson. I completely understand that. But to think we got to bring back Mitchell Robinson at any cost is a bit rich if you are also someone saying, in Leon Rose, I trust. Because even the biggest Mitchell Robinson fan has to have that moment of clarity for a second or two to realize the guy was a flawed player. I love him. I never buy a drink in town again. Never buy a meal. I understand. Once a Knick, always a Knick. In 15 years, he'll be watching the Knicks in the stands like the alumni Knicks did this time around, God willing. But he's a flawed player. And you should not be paying a flawed player like that $47 million just simply because, you know what, we got to have the entire group back. Because if that's what you're saying, what you're really saying is, I don't trust Leon Rose. And that to me, after what you just, like, what more do you have to see? If you're that upset about losing Mitchell Robinson and you're ticked off either at Leon Rose or more to the point you're ticked off James Dolan isn't just willing to spend anything and everything to make sure every single guy that was part of the team comes back and they go into the second apron and they have no flexibility whatsoever. Like, what more do you have to see to actually believe in Leon Rose we trust? This guy came here with no experience as a GM or as a front office executive and built a championship level team, not based on his contacts, not based on his the people that he knew and signed as free agents. He built it brick by brick, piece by piece, with counterintuitive move after counterintuitive move. No, show me another team that was built like the Knicks were built. And it wasn't just built to get back to relevancy or to get back in the playoffs or to make a run here. They won a championship. Leon Rose delivered that. Now, he wasn't the only one, but that was the first piece, bringing in Leon Rose. So if you say, in Leon Rose, I trust, this is one of those times. I don't even think this is one of those times that you really get pushed to it. Did you miss the parade? Did you miss the championship? Did you miss the Knicks winning the title less than a month ago? So you can't tell me, oh, I trust in Leon Rose, and then when Mitchell Robinson leaves, oh my God. I'm fairly confident the Knicks were aware of the contractual situation and their odds of bringing back Mitchell Robinson. So then it gets to the point of, well, I bet you that Leon Rose really wanted to bring it back, but it was that James Dolan. Oh, that Dolan did it again. I've said this before, and it bears repeating. The fact that that James Dolan came on the station on the Carton Show and talked about not going into the second apron, people think that that's a sign of him. He just doesn't want to spend.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
The money. James Dolan has owned the Knicks and the Rangers for a very long period of time. He has been called a lot of different things, most of them not nice. Most of them I can't say right here, right now. I'd have to dump myself. But one thing that he has never been called in his time owning both of those teams was cheap. That is not something that you could ever say with James Dolan. You know what? This guy just doesn't want to spend the money. And you just got evidence of that he fired a coach with, what was it, 3 years left on Tibbs' deal to bring in Mike Brant. Like, this guy spends the money. And I do think that it's at least somewhat possible that it's the front office that realizes the impediments of going into the second apron and that James Dolan is parroting that rather than this is just something that he came up with because he doesn't want to spend the money. I would find that very hard to believe because that has never been his track record. He has spent the money mostly in poor ways. And when you go back to the bad days, a lot of the reasons why the Knicks got into the trouble they did was because they made impulsive decisions in the moment. The impulsive decision right now would be throw caution to the wind. We just won a championship. We're not going to need any future flexibility. Who cares about the second apron? Let's just spend whatever we have to spend to bring back every single piece and overpay left and right. And it'll all turn out all right. I find that very hard to believe that Leon Rose wants to go into the second apron, wants to remove any flexibility, future flexibility, based on the fact he had to have Mitchell Robinson back. Again, a flawed player, a guy who is constantly hurt, a guy who can't hit a free throw if his life depended on it, and a guy who is playing, what, third? Now, I'm not saying he's not valuable. In a perfect world, it would be great to have him back. Great. But you can't have all the things you want all the time. That's why these rules are in place. So I would say if at any point along the way, and if you haven't said this already, I don't know what you're doing. If you said at any point along the way, in Leon Rose, I trust, I think that this is a perfect example of in Leon Rose. He's more reliable than one of those Waymo cars to get you where you need to be. How could you not trust in Leon Rose at this point? That's the way I'm looking at this offseason. Is it disappointing to lose players along? Yeah, it is. But I'm interested to see what comes up along the way. Because it's not like Leon Rose, every step of the way, made the most common sense decision. No, they were counterintuitive decisions. Building the championship team the way they did. And it was just a couple of years ago when the Knicks got into the preseason that year that Isaiah Hartenstein, I'm like, wow, who's this guy? This guy, he looks like a player. And that was a guy who bounced around the league for a little while. And based on when he came to the Knicks, that's when he was able to put it together enough so that he could cash in down the road. He didn't cash in with the Knicks. He cashed in down the road. So if you've ever felt like, you know what, in Leon Rose, I think that this is an example. And it's pretty clear at this point that the Knicks winning the championship, in the immediate aftermath of the Knicks winning the title, it felt like the Knicks winning broke a lot of people's brains. It feels like this offseason is breaking people's brains as well. The Celtics deciding to trade away Jaylen Brown to the Sixers for Paul George and a bunch of picks. I guess the relationship was just so damaged they had to get rid of it at any cost. But that deal just made the Celtics weaker. In the long term, maybe it'll turn out because they got two firsts and two seconds. I don't know in what years those are. But this offseason has already been pretty wild, and we'll see what ends up happening with LeBron James as well. If he goes back to Cleveland, if he goes down to Miami, if he goes to Golden State. One thing is clear. Anybody who told you during the season, you know what? This might be it for LeBron. He's not going to want a retirement tour. If anyone actually thought that, I would just simply, what color is the sky where you live? Because that is the height of LeBron James, wanting as much attention all the time as humanly possible. So much so, it won't just be a retirement tour. I saw reports today that he is working on a season documentary to capture, I guess, his final season in the NBA. Nothing but hoopla all the time. But the beauty of it is, the Knicks you don't have to worry about that. You know, that wasn't that long ago when all these names were being thrown around, Jaylen Brown or Ja Morant or Giannis or LeBron. In the bad old days, there would have been nothing but talk, well, maybe the Knicks can get this guy. Maybe this guy can come here and save us from 20 years of misery watching the Knicks. We don't have to worry about that anymore. And you know why? Because in Leon Rose, we trust. Leon Rose, he's like Charlie from Charlie's Angels. He took you all away from all of that. And now we work for him. We are in Leon Rose's debt from now until we die. He delivered the one thing that a lot of us never thought was going to be humanly possible. And now we have it. And 3 weeks later, there's some Knicks fans unhappy that we're just not running it back and going into the second apron and all this type of stuff. Relax. The Knicks are NBA champions, and a big reason for that is the judgment of the Knicks front office led by Leon Rose.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.